We're going right there. Rashi, the stomach loy have a mood, l'shein aminoi. A mood aminoi is, by definition, ain't a mood l'shein aminoi. Malagar Zvid, who said, it has to be b'daf ain't a mood l'shein aminoi. So what's the din? By nogach, shor, chamor, v'gomol. So Gemara says, nas a mood l'kol. Nasimud lakol, says Rashi. V'loy beina on gimel agichas lachol chad v'chad. Machshon eskayim adosai aide gimel minim. Says Rashi is a very important Rashi. Remember the machlokes rishonim. When it says mud lakol, does it mean mud lakol? Does mud? Karmud lakol means mud lakol, right? What does mu'ud l'kol mean? Is it a mu'ud for shor, chamor, and gomel? Or is it a mu'ud l'kol? What about other animals besides these three? So, in the Rambam, it's mevor. Magmisha learns up in the Rambam that it's mu'ud only for these three. Now, from Rashi, it's also meduik like that. Because Rashi says, because some Rishonim say, I forgot right now who says it. Some Rishonim say, Mu'ud l'kol means kepshuta itak, it's mu'ud for everyone. And to then the chiddush is, yeah, the chiddush is that even though you weren't negeach the other animals, but since you randomly gore three different type of animals, the male, you're mu'ud for all the animals. So that's the chiddush over here. Right? That's a huge chiddush. Right, Rashi doesn't say that. What does Rashi say the Chiddush is? The Chiddush is that even each animal you didn't gore three times, still you're a mu'ud. So the Chiddush is that, Rashi is limiting the Chiddush, the Chiddush that you're a mu'ud for these animals, even though you didn't gore each animal three times, you're somehow your ultimate star of all of them. But Vaita, it's only in these three animals, the Chayra, like the Rambam. I've got who now, some are trying to learn. Markapshutai, mu'ud l'kol means for all the animals. Then the chiddush is that even though you didn't gore those other animals, but since we see that he gored anything inside, so we assume they'll gore the other animals. Oh, Tanabanan. Rosha Nagach. Sharloi Nagach. Shar Nagach, Sharloi Nagach. Shar Nagach, Sharloi Nagach. Nasimul Sirugan Lishvara. So it alternates goring and not goring. So then we say it's a mu'ud l'sirugin. I know that every other animal, if it gores it, it'll be nezek shalim. But only if it skips. The sirugin is rashi the migach ritzufin ain't a mishalim el chatzin nezek al achra. Only if it skips, like it's hadah, then he has pay nezek shalim. Tana banan, rosho nagach, chamor loy nagach, sus nagach. Gomeloi nagach, perid nagach, arad loy nagach. Nasimul esrugin lakol. So we also have a srugin, but it interchanges the animals. So over here, the Rambam paskins like this. Rambam paskins first like a papa, and mu'ud l'minoi. Is ene mu'ud l'sheine minoi. Rambam is perek zayin, perek vav niskimam lachachas. Then the Rambam in lachachas says, nogach shar yoyim, chamar l'machar, gomel b'yayim shlishi, nasa mu'ud, sorry, Nogach shar yoyim, chamar l'mocha, gomel yoyim shlish, three different animals, 3 different days. Nasimu l'kol. Look at Maga Mishnah. mentioned before, he quotes the Gemara, Mil Kalmi just for those three meaning. What's his raya? Because Ram said, Alocha Yud, Rosh Shar Hayayim, V'negachai, L'macha Rachamar, Loi, L'negachai, Shlishi Rasuz Negachai, the last Gemara we saw, V'irach, Gamma Loi Negachai, Chamishi Ra, Peri Negach, Shishi Raya, Arai, Loi Negachai. So it alternated the goring, and also alternated animals. So that says Rama Nasa Mula Siruga Lakal, the Gemara, the Im Nagach Beyayim Shumud Loi Echad Mishloi Shahaminim Shanagach Beserugin Areze Mud. So here the Rama says, what does it mean Mula Lakal? That if you know, Geach, on alternating days, one of those three animals which you gored the chatchil on those alternating days. So that's what Magen Mishnah then Yichai then Nedek Shalom. That's what Magen Mishnah sees. Now when Rambam says Mul Lakal, it doesn't mean Lakal. It means only for these. Yeah. Well, maybe it's Makan to Mechalik between Shar Chamor Gomel. That maybe Mul Lakal means Lakal. I was just thinking, and in the case when you alternate animals, alternate days. Because when we did Shar Chamor Gamal, so you see, it just gores anything inside. So maybe it's as far as Mul Lakal. But when it alternated, you see, it didn't gore those other animals, right? So it is being very specific. It's very particular about who it gores. Yeah. So maybe then maybe it's as far as only Mul for those. So I was just thinking maybe the Magen Mishnah's Raya is not so Muchach. But anyway, for Rashi, it seems to be the Lalacha. Oh, so Kitzur, just one point, the stipler has a problem. And he says, if the Rambam holds, yeah, that mood, the Rambam says only mood for those alternating animals that you did on those alternating days. So back to the stipler, so oh, so back to Stipe, so why is it only Mu'ud L'Serugin? If you tell him it's not Mu'ud for the other animals, so that means it means it doesn't gore those animals. Right? Let's say it was Nageach Shar, and a day we didn't see an animal. The next day, it missed the day. But not because it saw an animal and didn't gore. Right? It saw an animal on Sunday. It's one animal on Tuesday. It's one animal on Thursday. It's going to be Mu'ud, not a Serugin, right? Because whenever it's one animal, gore. So if it's not a Mu'ud for those alternating days animals, the other animals, that means they don't count. They don't count, so why is it a Serugin? Right? It's not a Mu'ud for those animals, B'chal. So Elamite's only Mu'ud for the ones that is gore. So why is it a Serugin? Oh, so the stipler, took this long to get to the Chakira of Shar Mu'ud, but like you do it as a Shaila, a Shar Mu'ud, three times, is it a similar Siba? Is it three times being Marglit to make it a Mu'ud? Or is it three times just a Raya that it's a Mu'ud? Yeah, famous Chakira. And the Chaira, everyone in the Velt says, that's Machlaikis. The Rabbeinu Peretz, the Torben, the Mechleg is the Torben Rabbeinu Peretz. I'm sorry, the Ram Rutenberg and the Rabbeinu Peretz in Arachayim Simon Kuf Yudalid. What does Arachayim Simon Kuf Yudalid have to do with Sharam Mu'ud? So there the Shail is that if you say Mashav Ruach 90 times, yeah, then if you have a month, right? So then you don't daven again. So the Shail, can you say 90 times in one shot? Right? So Mechleik is Rishayim. So what's the makar? Because the Gemara says by Shar Mu'ud, it says Richek Negechayis El Chayiv. Mandama says Kirv Negechayis El Koshkin. If you do it in 3 days, it becomes a Mu'ud. So if you do it three times in one day, for sure. So the Mechleik Rishayim, do we apply the same thing by Mashav Ruach? Now, by Mashav Ruach, it's certainly not that if you said it 90 times, oh, that shows that in your mindset, That's, I mean, right? Obviously, you're being margul yourself. So the Chayyim, the Veld says, that's what machlokes, right? If you can madam a masha v'ruach, the shor mu'ud, it depends. If shor mu'ud is just a raya, that he's a shor mu'ud, then what's the raya? And there we say, kir nechais l'koshken, what's that a raya to masha v'ruach, which is zikha in your being margul yourself. Elamai, that man yom zikha holds tali yom margul, kubes kufa machlokes. Akaparim says it's type. If it's the idea that you'd be margul yourself, so meila, so therefore says the stipler, so you're only margul yourself in alternate days. Well, all the stipler's kasha. That if you only move for the ones that you gore, not for the other ones, then they don't exist. So therefore, why is it you only move in alternate days? That it says, if the pshat is that you're being margul yourself, so if you're only margul yourself in this life. So Meila, that's what he wants to answer now. Okay, right. At least we got the chakiri. Okay. Ibailu. Nogach, shor, chamor v'gamo. Okay? So he did shor, chamor and gamo. So now, Mao, so what's the shayla? Haishar Basra, Basra Shvarim Shadinale, Bakati the Shvarim Hudayai, Lumidachin Aloy. So, how do we look at it? We look at it that, okay, he gored three Shvarim, the male is a Muad the Shvarim, but Chamar and Gomel separate. What do we say? No, Lumidachin Aloyai, Iduma, Haishar Basra, Basra Chamar the Gomel Shadinale, Vayai Leil Kulu, Mini. So do we say that the last shar is bets in the beginning of the chamar and the gomel? So me'el kilu, it was just negeh, shar, chamar, and gomel, and me'el it's a mu'id, l'kol. Lashon gemara grabs l'kul humini. Yeah? That sounds more like, I mean, what we're clearing before, right? Is l'kol mean l'kol, or just means for these? The kul humini. Anyway, Agapanim, that's a shah. Kiss it. Shar. Do we say that he's more the shar, just the shvarim, or he's a mu'ud also the chamar and gomel? Says Rash. Intim Sulaimar. Hey, the hisklub is shvar. No. Sorry. Yeah, fine. That's one child. Now, chamar the gomel, shar. The opposite case. Here you started with the chamar and the gomel, and you hit the shar, and then you hit three shvarim. So do we say, Mao, Hai Shar Kama, Basa Chamar V'Gamal Shadina Lu? We look at it that it was Chamar Gamal Shar, Meila, you became a Mu'id, or at least for all three or for all animals. Or no, we look at it that the Shar goes together with, the Shar goes together with the Shvar. Right? This whole shayla of the Gemara fits better in one side of Chakira. If the pshat is that you be margul yourself, right? So you margul yourself to everything. What's a shayla? You know, this shar, is it with the three shvarim before or is it with the three shvarim after? If it's a raya that he's a shar mu'ud, okay. So maybe the group is really the three shvarim. And it's a raya that he's a mu'ud for the shvarim. Right? How do you know that the shar goes together with chamar and the gomel? But if it's an inyan being margul, he's margul himself to do shar, chamar, and gomel. Right? So why should... Well, he did shar, chamar, and gomel, and that's margul, we say, right? In fact, he also did shvarim, that's mafkir the hergul. Why should that be? If it's a raya... That's what he is. Okay, so you could say, well, since it did three shvarim, maybe it's a raya in the three shvarim. It's not a raya in the shor chamar gomel, right? That you could clear. But if it's being margul chayr, it's harder to understand. Right. So again, so chamar gomel shor mao hai shor kama basa chamar v'gomel shadinale aviyale lekulamini idilma basa shvarim. Shadinalu, Shavinale, Bakat the Shvar Mudiyayid, Lamina Khrini, Loyayid. Okay. Now, Shabbos. Vecha b'Shabbos, v'sheni b'Shabbos. So it gored three Shabbosin, but then it did Sunday and Monday. So same Shiloh. Yeah? Mao, hi Shabbos, basraisa, basa Shabbos, u'dishadin alei, akat the Shabbos u'diyayid, m'ayis chaloi yayid. Do we say the grouping is again Shabbos, and then Sunday and Monday is separate. So he's a mu'd l'Shabbos, but not for Sunday and Monday. Idilma, no. The last Shabbos is that's in the beginning of Sunday and Monday. Shabbos, Sunday and Monday. And it's mu'ud for all days, not just Shabbos. And same child, the opposite. Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. Hey, b'Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, b'Shabbos. And then Shabbos. So again, we have the same Shiloh. Do we say that the Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, the first Shabbos, is connected to Thursday and Friday, and Mela, the grouping is Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Mela is moved for all days, or no, the Shabbos goes together with the next week and the next week, and is moved to Shabbos and not the Thursday and Friday, or other days. No, Hashav's Gemara is about to say, hey, b'Shabbos, Mera b'Shabbos didn't let lay, v'yayil kul yayim, v'yadilma, Hashav's Gemara is about to say, who? V'shadin alay, v'shabsois, who the Yayid take? Says Gemara Vayit. Nogach shor yom tezvav b'chaydish zeh, v'yom tezayin b'chaydish zeh, v'yom yudzayin b'chaydish zeh. So he did 3 days in a row. So plukta. No, it means different months. The next month. The Tezvav of Nisan, Tezayin of Iyar, and Yezayin of Siman. Yeah? Puk the Rav Shmuel, Ditma. Rasa Yom Tezvav B'chaydish Zeh. Yom Tezayin B'chaydish Zeh. Yom Yudzayin B'chaydish Zeh. A woman saw Dam Nida, alternating days, every month the next day. Yeah, a month and a day. So Rava Makavel Avest. And these three times, right, she was Rekavei Avest, meaning that she'll see Dam the next month on Yudches. The next month will be Yudches. Shmuel says, no, Atish Shetashalesh Bedilud. Okay, meaning, because over here, Pshat is, since it's not the same day of the month, if she saw every three times on Tezvav, so then okay, she's Kveh Vest on Tezvav. But since here it's alternating, it's adding a day, so in order, then you don't count the first one. Because you only see, it only alternates, it only adds a day to the month in the next month. So it needs to do that three times, so maybe until the fourth time, until Yudches of the next month. It's not because she's not kaveh vest. That's the machlekes. So it says Rashi. Rasi tezva b'chaydesh zeh yom tezayim b'chaydesh zeh u'mitchila ha'isal l'muda b'yom acherim. In other words, the idea over here is if a woman has a vest kavua, she has a kavua a certain time that she's a certain day of the month that she sees dam. So now we're talking about what you need to do to break. You need three times to break the old kviyas and be kaveh the new kviyas. So kavla vesla dilug chichaza hachriya shlishis vizayim bechaydis shlishi dayashaita veinim tam atayris meis leis. It's not klishi yesh leves dayashaita. So nafkamina, if a woman is kaveh vest or she doesn't have a kviyas, is whether or not when she sees dam, is she just tamei from then on, the second she sees the dam, or we say that she's tamei meis leis backwards the previous 24 hours, you say maybe she really saw Dam before. So in other words, if a woman does not have a kviyas, so then she sees Dam, we say any tires that she touched in the last 24 hours is a chashash tame. But if she is kavua, a certain day of the month, then as soon as she sees Dam, she sees Dam, and nothing is nothing else. Now, Shmuel says, Achetash Shetishalish Bedilu. Ein Leves Kavua, Achetira, Rear Vias, Biyuches, the Rear Kamais, Lav Minyan, the Lav Bedilu Kazi. She saw that that's just the first Rear. She saw it. There's no Indian of Dilug in the first one. Oh. Venera, Nach Brais and Ami, Daisin Alel, Roshar Nogach, Shar Loinog, the Rab Nasamu, the Tani, Ashlishis Kai. Shmuel Hachikamar Nasamu Lusirugin Chad Nogach Mashal and Nezek Shalem Avach Shlishis Tamu. So Rashi says the same achlagus we have over here, Lagabe Dilug. Also we have Lagabe Sirugin. We had before Sirugin, right? Rosh Nogach Shaloi Nogach. So we say it's a mu Lusirugin. So Lusirugin also is going to be the same achlagus because Sirugin means you're missing a shahr in the middle, right? You're not being the negeach a shahr in the middle. So that's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. You count the first one or not? Or it's only by the second one that it's chal that there was you skip. You only skip when you can't be the second one. So therefore, according to Shmuel, you only be by four. And according to Rav, it'll be by three. But derech agad, this Rashi just took a pella because Rashi says the nafkamin is: do you pay nezek shalom on the third one or the fourth one? So the Maran points out, this Betzem, Shitas Rashi, the Havamid of Rashi, and Rashi was Chayza Taisa says, earlier on, Chav Gimel, because, question is Tam, Shor Mu'ud, yeah? When do you start paying Nezek Shalom? By the third or by the fourth? What? Which one is Pashat? What? Pashat the fourth. You become a Mu'ud after three, and then the next time you're in a geich, you're being a geich as a mu'ud. But this Rashi is saying not like that. This Rashi is saying, Mechoyg is Rav and Shmuel. Whether you become mu'ud the third or the fourth, whether you need three dilugs, so Rashi over here says, according to Shmuel, Kichad and Nog, Moshan and Shalom. Abach Shlish is Tamu, according to Shmuel. According to Rav, Rein the Shlish is paying. That Maram says, but this Rashi, the Chayez before the Chazara. The Rashi was Chayez. So, says the Gemara right there. Huh? What?
Is that not the answer all the questions from before? All the Gemara's questions that ended up taking, we're not answering them.
Why?
There was never a time that it became a proper war. It went Shar. Three, and then
like
Chamor. So
it
never came a
move
for
Shvarim.
It came a move for Shvarim.
Three
Shvarim. Yeah, but you need the fourth
to make Chayim. No, you become a move by three.
Chayim is four, no?
You become a move by three. Now that you're a move, anytime you're in a Gech, we can pay Nezek Shalom. The Gemara is handling when do you become, what do you become a move for? Okay? And maybe the next time that you gore, after you became a move, it's the child is. Is it you become a mu'ud for Shvarim, the next shahr that you negeach, you chayim nezek shalom, or you became mu'ud, at least for these three, or maybe all the animals, and the next time you negeach any one of them, you'll be chayim nezek shalom. Amaracha, Shama kol shayfer, v'nogach. Kol shayfer, v'nogach. So in other words, anytime it's near a shayfer and it's nageach, then it has to pay nezek shalom. Pshita, why not? How the same hach shayfer kama siyuta ba'almu de nokta kamash malon. Says Rashi, siyuta ba'almu siyuta biusa shenivus mekala shayfer. Maybe this that was negeach the first time wasn't because it got all nervous from the shayfer. What? I mean, if the guy be the chakira, it's being marigold. And achnami, that's how I was thinking myself. If it's being marigold, okay, so it's being marigold. But, yeah, the chayyus gemara would go more if it's sad that it's a riot. And he said, maybe it's the first time it's not a riot, maybe it just got scared. Okay, I guess it's not a mistake.